It's another edition of the Falls Cast, brought to you by the Falls Free Press in beautiful Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, where today, August 15th, this week I got the date correct, it is another bright, sunny, hot day.
Yay.
It's beautiful.
It is.
It is a reprieve from the rain, which is supposed to occur all week again.
And after that rain last week.
Yep.
If I had been home during one of the rainstorms, I would have been knocked out by a picture frame that was hanging on my wall.
Oh, my. One fell down from the
One fell down, rolled off the couch, broke the coasters on my coffee table, and fell to the floor.
Oh.
Oh, my.
I went to Bruss Park in Monroe Falls on a Friday night. Walked my kids from Bruss Park all the way to the Waterworks playground. Got there, heard thunder, and thought, we better go. So my extremely tired kids and dog walked at a brisk pace back to Bruss Park, complaining the whole way. Then we get in the car, and I assure you, we got in the car, and within moments, before I even pulled the car out, it started.
Yeah, the sky just opened up and dumped water.
Sure did.
Well, as you heard, we're here with some of our favorite Falls casters, including Alex Hall.
Hola.
Who is not moderating today.
Yay. I mean,
yay. No, yay.
They couldn't see my shrug.
I couldn't.
Oh, we saw the shrug.
I felt it.
You felt, yeah, they can feel it.
We also have the bald and the beautiful Mike Searle.
I hope you weren't going to say Suzanne. Wow. Hello, everybody. And I still hate you, Alex.
Thank you for that.
I'm just trying to be as Alex as possible.
Yeah.
That'll be nice. I will be nice.
We also have the absolutely wonderful Cassie McNamee.
Good morning.
And finally, the ever so pleasant and exciting Suzanne Searle.
Hello.
And
was that sarcasm?
What? What are you saying?
Nothing,
you hurt my
nothing.
Feelings.
Carry on.
Oh, man, I had one feeling left. And it's gone.
Hey, good news last week was that I wasn't here, so I'm in bad position.
Bad news.
You listen to that? Oh, man, this is awkward. Sorry.
It's almost like we're making this public.
What? Oh, I didn't know that. Why didn't somebody tell me that? Oh, geez.
And I, Bart, will be your moderator for the day.
Yay!
On today's Fallscast, we will have Alex's interview with Rachel Loza, who is now running unopposed for the Ward 1 seat on City Council.
Woot, 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 woot. Yay.
Right. Her opponent, Dave Davis, terminated his campaign, which means she will be the next Ward 1 city council candidate, reelected unopposed for her first full term, having been appointed 1 year ago after the departure of our good friend and new Stowbilly, Mr. Drew Riley.
Drew.
That is great.
Is it creepy that we talk about as much as we do?
You mean a law speaker, Drew?
No. We just miss him. He should come back for the Falls. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great conversation. I think people will like it. She talks about how she is a mom and how that's challenging. But it was a cool conversation. So.
Awesome. Well, we hope everyone stays after the roundtable to listen to that. Also, we continue to encourage our readers and listeners to shop local, keep your money in the Falls, or at least Summit County. What businesses, if any, have you guys visited this week?
I went to a whole bunch, and I'll tell you why.
Oh boy.
My mother, who has never like walked down Front Street and seen all the businesses, so my mom. So we went down there, and we walked all the way up, basically from Portage Trail down to the clock tower, back the other side, across Portage Trail, down to Ohio Brewing and Leo's, and then back. So We went into Morty's and got some treats for the dog, Cincy. Morty's is awesome. Mm-hmm. The dog can chew off the ears of any quote-unquote indestructible.
Yeah.
That's like Toby.
Yeah, our dog too, yeah.
So, my mom's still skeptical that anything, even at Morty's, is going to be acceptable as far as its indestructibility. But anyway, well, we went in the farmer's rail. You guys know that I've joked a lot about being a vegetarian and not really caring about the farmer's rail, although I appreciate the beauty of the facade and you know, the fact that we have an amazing business in the falls, even if I can't really eat much there. But I heard Bart say last time on the podcast that the sweet potato fries are amazing, and I saw them on the menu and was like, it's on my list. I got to get back and have them. But while we were there, we got some amazing heirloom tomatoes. And there is plenty of stuff for we vegetarians to enjoy. So there's a couple of produce items, and they're like really high quality, and they're actually relatively inexpensive. I think the heirloom tomatoes we got were $2 a pound, which is about what you pay for the crummy hydroponic ones in the grocery store. So that was cool. We went in Reverie. My favorite item in Reverie is the chair that has a pillow that says "We had sex here," and then next to it,
and here.
Yeah.
But Reverie is such a delight just to walk around and see all the like hilarity in there. And my mom tended to agree, and she had some friends coming in town who were like, you know, wine people, so there's plenty of like hilarious wine stuff for them. And then we went into Looking Glass. I heard Suzanne mention Looking Glass last week.
Yeah.
What a cool business. I mean, it's amazing. I want that Tiffany lamp in the window so bad.
I know. That's cool. What kind of the first thing I saw, I was like, oh my gosh, I need that.
Yeah, it's a really cool business. And the fact that it's in an old bank building. Now, Cuyahoga Valley Arts Center is also in an old bank. It was the Falls Savings and Loan back in the day. And it was a former county clerk of courts who ended up being the president of that bank for like 30 years after he worked for the county, which I learned in a history project that I'm working on. But yeah, Looking Glass is really cool. We went in Grandpa's. You know what I got? I got grape heads. They used to be called Alexander the Grape. Remember they were called Alexander the Grape?
No.
No, there were lemon heads. You remember lemon heads?
Yeah.
So they're basically those, but they're grape flavored.
Mm-hmm.
The same little as like, you know, like Boston baked beans and whatever. And they used to be called Alexander the Grape. Now they call them grape heads, and they also have cherry heads and apple heads. So I got apple heads, cherry heads, lemon heads, and grape heads.
Cherry heads.
They were good.
Cherry heads.
And my mom got a funny magnet. It's like a doll of Anthony Fauci. She got it at Grandpa's. It's on the fridge now. And, we went into Metropolis, which I hadn't been into in ages. I mean, it's just such a staple of Front Street. But I just don't go in there that much. And they have a vegan movie theater popcorn and a vegan caramel. Yeah, they have a vegan corn also. Yeah, so I got a mixture of the vegan, very good, as you'd expect from that place. So that was like our sort of round of Front Street. But then just yesterday, I went to Jenks for a Collide Cuyahoga Falls curated art, you know, feature. I forget what they call them exactly. But it was poetry and hip hop with Aceps and some other folks inside the garage there where they have bands and stuff sometimes. And it was really cool. They were really like interacting with the crowd and stuff. It wasn't awkward or anything. It was a great event, and Jenks building is so freaking cool anyway. And then I went for drinks and dinner with a friend of mine at Ohio Brewing. And I got a Beyond Burger, and it was not an Ohio Brewing brew, Utah or something. But it was like a hazy IPA. And I ran into our friends Jennifer and Steven there, who were with a big old group of friends downstairs. And I know they ended up at Barro di Mario, which if you end up at Barro di Mario, you know, it's that kind of night.
It's an experience.
So yeah, since the last time I was on the Falls Cast, I got to go to a lot of businesses.
Is that why Steven and Jen are not with us?
I assume it's a hangover, yes.
Brown bottle flu.
How was the Beyond Burger?
You know, I love them. I make them at home sometimes even, but
we do too. I was just wondering how they made it.
They grilled it. It had grill marks.
Ooh. So, yeah.
Well, I went to the Akron Zoo this week, the first time in a long time, because I didn't even know they didn't have their Acme card discount anymore.
How was it? We haven't been there for a while either, since the kid's been little, so.
It was fun. It was way too hot for anybody.
Yeah.
Most of the animals were hiding inside in the air condition.
Smart.
And the animals that needed the heat were inside. The Komodo dragon, like, it was just laying there, like, miserable. And like, this, the heat, it needs the heat.
I'm channeling my inner Komodo dragon. It's too hot.
But I went with my mom, and we were excited to see that some of the fish that my dad made for the exhibit that Amy Mothersbaugh had done so long ago, they put the fish together and turned them into a lamp.
Oh, really?
Really? Where was it? In the dining area?
It's in the inside, yeah. Over by the Komodo, there's that room on the side with the fish, mm-hmm. and that's where it was. Because that's where the octopus and all the fish were hanging.
Yeah. I don't know. Mike, will you take me to the zoo?
Sure. Let's do it.
Yay.
We got to experience some very friendly goats.
Very, very friendly goats, right? How friendly.
Well, one of them was nearly half out of the pit, out of the pen. It was determined. But then it got to its stomach, and it's like, I'm not going anywhere.
Aw. Let it be free and run around. Go chasing the goat.
But apparently, in their Africa exhibit, they are supposed to be getting giraffes for face.
Really? No way. They just had
that levy on the ballot that passed.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where they're going to put the giraffes. But
I'm saying, it's not that big of a zoo, but.
No, no.
Wow. I was going to say I didn't want to stick my neck out there, but I'm just not going to say it.
Oh, geez. It would be super cool if we could feed them. We did that at a zoo in South Carolina. And
that was fun.
It was so fun. Their tongues are so long and it's just fun. Did they buy any more property?
I haven't heard. But yeah, anywhere where they might have space is so far away from the Africa exhibit.
Unless they're completely redoing some stuff.
Yeah.
Moving some stuff around.
But yeah, it was a fun day.
And you didn't get to see Claudia.
No, she was under a rock.
Oh, I saw a little video of her. What's that?
Could you say that she'd be a rock lobster?
No.
I let myself right into that.
You did, and I shouldn't have allowed him to finish.
No.
I saw a video of her on Instagram, the Akron Zoo posted, and man, is she pretty. She has a lot of pretty colors. I was pretty impressed. I mean, it was almost like bluish and purple, and I don't know if it was the lighting in there, but that was a handsome looking lobster.
If you don't follow the Akron Zoo on Instagram, you definitely should, because they put up awesome videos every day.
They do.
Pretty much any zoo.
Yeah. Yeah. But specifically our zoo, the Akron Zoo.
Follow the Akron Zoo for videos of Claudia. Visit the Cincinnati Zoo for videos of Fiona.
Yes, forget about Fiona.
Mm-hmm.
So Patrick and I went to Silver Swan for lunch one day this week. That was our local business. It was great.
What'd you have?
We both had, I can't remember what it's called. It's like a double cheeseburger, but it's like on a hoagie type of roll thing.
Oh.
I can't remember if it was called Jumbo or I don't remember what it was called. But
was the Jimbo by chance?
No idea. I don't remember. It could have been. I don't remember. it was good though. We always like it there. Never had anything bad. That was our lunch date.
I don't think Mike and I went anywhere.
No, we were losers.
Losers. We really didn't do much.
That's okay. There's always next week.
No, there's not.
Giant we'll be losers then too.
As always, we would love to hear your article ideas and submissions of your own work. So if you want to collaborate with us, or you just want to see us interview somebody really awesome, just drop us a line at falls3press@gmail.com or via our Facebook page.
Follow us on Instagram as well.
As well, yes, because we're getting a lot more content on there lately. Thank you, Suzanne.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Oh,
Suzanne. If you don't email us, we might just have to start posting reviews of paper.
Ew. Just like regular plain paper.
This yeah, was just like regular too paper. Thin.
This was a little too thick to go through the printer.
It just didn't taste right.
Paper yeah. jam. Mm, delicious. Well, that's because I used it as toilet paper before.
Oh, jeez. That's why we have the bidet, dear. Stop
it's
that.
Too fancy. I thought that was a drinking fountain.
Gross.
You and Toby really need to like spend some time apart.
It's been the pandemic, man. They spent too much time together.
Yes.
Also, keep sending your feedback. Tell us what you think. You can review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, any of those, or just email us your comments.
Yeah. You can tell us how much you hate Alex, too.
We do get emails every now and then with people from people who are really enjoying the show.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad.
And finally, get vaccinated. Wear a mask. Wear a mask even if you are vaccinated. A lot of places are changing that.
Do it. Yep.
It's one of the major reasons that we even have Falls Downtown Fridays so far.
Mm-hmm. That is true. You want to keep that going, go get vaccinated and wear your mask. Yeah. Let's stop the spread.
Do it.
We need to keep variants from happening. Alligator Loki is awesome, but not all variants are that cool. So getting into our roundtable discussion here, DeWitt has a new principal.
Yay.
Also, apparently school starts this week.
What?
Is it this week?
What? I think so.
Oh, wow. Where'd the summer go?
At least based on emails that I'm getting at work.
Wednesday, did you say, Alex? They go back Wednesday?
Yeah, my kids go back Wednesday. First graders.
No, wait. They're just littles. They can't be first graders. That's crazy. Crazy talk.
Next thing I know, you're going to say in 5 years, they're going to be fifth graders.
What? No. What you're saying, that's not how that works.
Well, apparently, one new person at the school now here is Jennifer Scala, who is replacing Catherine Perot as principal of DeWitt Elementary School. Perot resigned from the position after 6 years at the school, accepting an associate principal position at a high school outside the district. According to records, Scala's salary will be $80,843. And she said that she is committed to driving student success through building strong relationships with students and families, as well as building strong research-based instructional strategies in the classroom.
Well, I wish her the best of luck. This is kind of a crazy time to come in and start a new job with everything that's going on with the pandemic. So I wish her the best of luck and hope for a really good school year.
Yeah. To be fair, though, it is better than having started last year.
That is true. We have some things in place to know what to do instead of the scrambling and trying to figure it out.
In other school news, like we discussed last week, AJ Harris and Douglas Kirchner both filed to run for Alex's remaining 2 years on the school board. Kirchner, however, was unable to get enough signatures to appear on the school board ballot, making Harris the designated candidate for that seat.
Yay!
Very cool.
You know, he's going to do a great job. I'm pleased with that. He's a very smart guy, so that's good for us.
Definitely a lot of good things happening for the school.
Absolutely, yep.
On some somewhat dour news, at least for these concert goers.
Yeah.
A disappointed ticket holder who hoped to see James Taylor and Jackson Browne in concert at Blossom has filed a complaint with the Ohio Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection. According to Karen Lefton, she is seeking a refund because she and many others couldn't get to the concert in time due to traffic near Blossom.
And the traffic does stink, but that is knows that. Yeah.
Any concert you go to. Doesn't matter if it's Blossom or anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
You plan accordingly.
You have to.
Exactly.
There was construction on like all the streets going in and not enough people to take tickets. I mean, honestly, if I'd gone to that show, I would have been going for Jackson Browne. And if I missed like the whole set just because of traffic, I would have been pissed too. I don't know if I would call it.
That's not Live Nation's fault. You know, that has nothing to do with Live Nation.
Yeah, you know. Right. It's not Live Nation's fault.
When you go there, though, and really anywhere, don't you try to go if like an hour before what you want to see at least?
Yeah.
So even if you miss something, you're going to miss a little bit, but not. You shouldn't miss an entire set if you. You know, leave early enough, I don't think.
Well, I mean, personally,
you know, we've spent an hour getting there when we're only like 15 minutes away from it. We've been in that type of traffic to where it took us over an hour to get there.
Yeah.
From here.
Yeah. You kind of plan accordingly. But I mean, we're in a pandemic. Everyone is having trouble with getting staff, you know, the availability of staff. My daughter works there. She's worked there for the last 2 years. Three years, something like that. And, you know, they raised their minimum rate and trying to encourage people to start working there. But we're in a pandemic. I mean, it's hard. I mean, you're seeing that everywhere, every retail store, every, you know, fast food place, every restaurant. You know, it's hard to find people that want to work in this, you know, crazy environment. And I can't necessarily blame them. I mean, it's.
Well, I don't know if it was necessarily the problem within Blossom itself or if it was just more the construction traffic getting to it. Like Alex had said, there was, you know, a lot
column A, column B, because they were saying they didn't have enough people to take tickets and get people in. So, I mean, just a good storm of issues with that. But I don't know. I get it. I would be frustrated, too. I understand it's very frustrating, but I don't know if you should do a lawsuit. I'm not sure what Live Nation can do about it.
And I think with Live Nation, she was hoping to just get a refund.
Oh, okay.
Possibly.
Well, yeah. But I guess she complained twice and didn't get an answer.
Oh, well, okay. Well, that, you know, shame on them. They should have responded.
Oh, my God. I just noticed her name was Karen. That's bad. I just noticed. I was like, how did I not catch that?
They're probably, you know, when you do buy your tickets and stuff, there's all these clauses in there.
Mm-hmm.
No guarantee. And it's, you know, unless you got ticket insurance, they're probably not going to even say that she gets refunded.
I'm saying even that, though, it's like, how is the event holder and or the venue responsible for construction traffic or anything going on around, you know?
Right.
I understand when it's at the venue, that could be one thing. But outside the venue, you have no control over it. You're not held accountable for that.
And if there's construction, that's something you could have checked on yourself ahead of time.
Yeah.
It would be different if there was some type of fatal accident that was totally unexpected.
That's unfortunate. Yeah. I mean, that would be unfortunate, but still, that's not the fault of Live Nation. You know?
Right. Yeah, right. But yeah, you should know if there's construction. Technically, you should know.
Yeah, do your due diligence.
And try to go early.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Have a few beers, you know, for $25.
Do it in the parking lot.
Well, especially there because, you know, the parking, you got to walk so far.
Yeah.
You want to get there. You want to get a good spot. Now, we personally do. We buy parking because if our friend goes, we need special parking. But,
Yeah, take a 6-pack and, you know, start at the parking lot. By the time you get to the gate, you know, you should be finished with that
tailgate.
Six-pack.
Mm-hmm.
And you just throw it away. You know, it'll make you throw it away anyway, so.
Mike, the problem solver.
That's right.
Or alcoholic. Potato, potato. One or the other.
Finally, in supporting other local news outlets, we want to let everyone know, check out the Falls News Press this week. They've got a wonderful piece about Brenda Ryan and Keys to Serenity, who we've talked about a ton on this show and in the Falls Free Press. Keys to Serenity has a kids event coming up at the end of the month at the Moose Family Center in Peninsula that they're hosting as it's a free event featuring Outback Ray and a petting zoo.
Oh.
But it's one of their events leading up to, they have some fundraisers coming up here after that. But just a good way to get their name out there.
Very good.
I am not a religious man, but Brenda Cameron Ryan is an angel. She really, really is. She deserves all the accolades we can possibly offer her. She's an incredible person, and her organization does incredible things for families. She will literally pick up the phone if you call her just to help you through whatever you're dealing with. So she deserves a lot of applause and respect and whatever you can offer her. So to support her organization.
Absolutely.
Suzanne, do you got some good news this week?
I have some good news this week. I mean, I think it's good news, depending on how you feel about this, listeners. But the 2020 U.S. Census numbers came out on Thursday, and Cuyahoga Falls has increased their population. Let's see. Hold on. Give me 1 second. They increased it from 49,652 people to 51,114 people.
Wow.
Too bad.
Our mayor, Don Walters, was quoted in this article, and he said he was thrilled with the rise in population during the last 10 years. It is energizing and reiterates that we are a city on the move with our growth and revitalization efforts. Did I say that right? So.
Did they say what the median age was? Has it stayed the same, increased, decreased?
Not in this article, no. But, okay. I mean, they did say that a lot of the northern Summit County areas have been attracting new residents while the southern area has been declining. So, but we have raised, and it's good. I mean, you know, people are having less children too, so, and not having kids as early. So that means maybe a lot of young adults are coming in, I'm assuming, and interested in what we have to offer. So it's good news. Yeah.
With a new school being built, hopefully it'll attract some younger families.
Yeah, that is true.
And a river soon to be opening up, you know, with the dam going down.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of great things going for us. So it's an exciting time to be a resident of Cuyahoga Falls.
It is. Well, I do believe it's that time.
Is it that time?
Is it? Bard's Arts, Bard's Arts, Bard's Arts, Bard's Arts. Where's Steven? Bard's Arts.
Bard's Arts. Filling in for Steven.
Yes.
Bard's Arts.
Yes.
There you go.
So quite a bit of arts news this week again.
Awesome.
The headliners for this week's Friday night, Downtown Friday event, will be Carlos Jones and the Plus Band. He's come down here several times and has always been.
Yeah, man.
So I know that was Alex, but Alex, your camera's frozen. So it was just randomly out of nowhere. And opening for them is Big Shop, who I've never heard of, but they should be pretty good.
Big Ship is a Dreadlock Dave McDougal's thing. He used to be in a group called Water Band that was real popular here for a long time. And he's an amazing bass player and just a real good entertainer. So that's going to be a fun show.
Awesome. Also, next Saturday, August 21st, the Tiki Flea at the Tiki Underground returns.
Yay.
There will be local bands, many of whom performed at the last Flea, including the Kahuna Kings, as well as local vendors and artists with vintage collectibles and art.
That should be a good time.
It should be. It's unfortunately happening at the same time as the 3-on-3 basketball tournament.
Oh, no.
Wait, luckily we didn't commit. Yeah.
Ooh. New phone, who dis?
Who? So the 3-on-3 basketball tournament, who would be the coordinator for that event? What was his name?
Yeah, we got some teams. We got teams and volunteers and all kinds of fun stuff happening. Jets Pizza is going to be out there selling pizza and drinks and probably some of their little brownie things. No, unfortunately, we couldn't get Judy out there this year. It was so sweet. We didn't do the tournament last year, but we brought it back this year, and I think just for a variety of reasons, pandemic related and otherwise, We didn't get quite as many teams, but we do have a tournament lined up. So it'll be a fun time. I mean, we do, last I checked, we had 12 teams. So that's still,
that's good.
Still a lot of,
Are you going to require masks?
No, it's outside. I mean, it'll be up to the people if they want to wear them or not, you know. But yeah, so we'll have all four courts going at least at the very beginning. But yeah, like I said, Jets Pizza will be out there, and we have Western Reserve Hospital sending us waters for the players. A bunch of our local city leaders contributed money. We've got trophies this year for the.
Fancy.
So it's going to be fun. So that starts at 12. The guys will start shooting around about 11 on Saturday at Lions Park. Still need volunteers, just people to basically like hold their phone and run a clock. Or put points on the board as the referees, you know, tell you to. It's not difficult. You don't have to be a basketball expert.
That's my job.
Yeah.
It's not that difficult, people. I can do it, so I'm sure anybody else can.
Yeah, and the mayor will be there. The mayor will play our CFO tournament with one lucky spectator. And, yeah, it's going to be fun. We got a prize pack for that, too. So
calling my shot. I think he's going to lose. Just saying.
He's lost every time.
I know. Yeah. He's just saying.
Yeah. He's not, the man can do a backflip, but he can't play basketball.
Can't shoot hoops.
Ballet XL Ohio will be having a free performance at the Downtown Amphitheater on Sunday, August 22nd, presented by Parks and Rec. The show, called simply Happy, is a playful piece performed as string quartet music. With scores from bands like The Beatles, Michael Jackson, Journey, and Pharrell Williams. Hence, Happy. And it's going to have choreography by Tom Gold. And finally, if Happy is too happy for you, the Millennial Theater Project is presenting Heather's the Musical at the Akron Civic Theater.
Oh, no, they're not.
They are. Nuts.
Oh, man. My
and this is a really good musical.
Oh, no. When is it? When did you say?
This is based on the 1989 Winona Ryder movie about murder and suicide.
How are you going to put that into a musical?
That's... Oh, we're watching. We have to go see this.
It is. Ooh. Shows will be the next three Fridays and Saturdays, starting at 8.
Oh man, I wish you didn't tell us this.
Yeah, it's only $20 a ticket.
That's not bad. We're gonna have to go watch that.
Civic's a good theater too.
It is.
But yeah, if you know, you need brought down by exciting music.
My kids love that movie. It's like, why? But they love it. So it's kind of depressing.
There literally is an entire song about 7-Eleven.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Now we have to go see it.
Because that is one thing I completely forgotten about the movie.
I just think that's brilliant. I'm going to have to watch it. We're going to have to see if we can get when Kendall's working and whatnot. We're going to have to see if we can go see it.
So we want to thank our listeners for joining us this week. That's about all we've got for this week in news.
Kind of quiet week.
It has been a quiet week.
Mm-hmm. Which is good, I guess. I just said no news is good news.
No news is good news.
Yeah.
With Gary Ganoos.
And we want to thank Rachel for speaking with us too. So stick around for Alex's interview right after this. I can't tell if Alex is frozen or not.
That's just his usual demeanor. Just
Don't freeze us out, Alex. We really don't hate you.
No, we don't. We hate him.
Oh, right. Sorry.
And remember, we do want to hear your ideas for potential interviewees. So you can shout them out to us at falls3press@gmail.com. And we're always in the market for article submissions too. Send them that way. And keep listening. I have been monitoring our analytics for the show with the different places you can get it, a lot of people have listened over the last couple weeks.
Yay, really? That's scary. Great.
I checked at the beginning of the week, and episode 51, we were already had 40 to 50 listeners.
Wow. That's great.
I was going to say 4.
And I want to thank everybody who we have interviewed who has promoted the show as well.
Yes.
Because definitely people have found out about the show in unique ways. So be sure to rate us, review us, tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell your dogs.
Yes, tell your dogs, your cats. Wait, don't tell your
Alex
cats.
Alex froze in the wrong spot. Sorry.
I can't even see him. I just see his little picture.
He was yawning, at least where he froze on mine.
For now, we'll say goodbye, and we hope you guys will join us next week. And remember, get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated. Wear your mask.
Wear your mask.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Later.
Bye.
Okay, we're back on the Fallscast with the 50th episode extravaganza and our interview with the Cuyahoga Falls Mayor, Don Walters. We like to think that we kicked off the political season here on the Fallscast, and we thought what better way to continue that than by going ahead and talking to some of our ward council candidates. And just going in a logical order, we are lucky enough to be joined now by Ward 1 Councilwoman Rachel Loza. Rachel, welcome back to the Fallscast.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Awesome. So you have been there a year now, and we spoke to you on this show right after you were appointed when your predecessor, Drew Riley, left to go to Stowe, insert booze. How have you found it? What do you have to say about being a city council member now that you've been there for a full year?
It was, different. I think that when we first spoke last year, we were still on Zoom. I know we were still on Zoom, but, I was just getting started, and all of our meetings were, on Zoom. So I wasn't meeting these people in person. Face-to-face interactions were still so limited. So it was a slow start, I think, as far as getting my feet wet. I was thrown right into basically budget season, and it was interesting to get started. But since then, I'm all in, I love that we're back in person. It's been great getting to know my fellow council members and getting to know the administration and just diving deeper into the nitty-gritty of our local politics, as well as, the big things that are happening in the city. I knew a lot about what was happening in the city already, but when you're listening or attending city council meetings, you really get an in-depth view of really how things are functioning and how we make this city so amazing. So things have been going really well, and I'm enjoying it, and I love serving the community.
Awesome. Can I ask you, what were you surprised by?
I think I am lucky to have had little to no expectations, because I said yes so quickly, knowing that I wanted to do something in public service, that I didn't give myself an opportunity to set any expectations of how things were going to be, which is great. But then also when I'm in the position of meeting everyone for the first time, it can be really overwhelming. I think that I am most surprised by how well I thought I knew what was going on in the community before. And that barely scratched the surface. And we have a handful of people who do religiously attend our city council meetings, so they're really in tune with what's going on. But I really, there's so much that people don't know that is happening in our city with what's going on, because they're not as in tune with what they think is happening. So I guess I was really surprised by that, as someone who thought that they had, kind of their thumb on the pulse of what was happening, that I really was barely scratching the surface.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting when you start to interact with people, you know, especially at the city, you start to get to know people who are, you know, they work in City Hall. They may not be like the leader of a department or anything, but suddenly you find yourself interacting with these people and kind of going like, huh, I never even knew this was a position. Is that the sort of thing you mean, kind of?
Yeah, that definitely is part of it. There's a lot of moving pieces, but there's also a lot of, you know, things with the city ordinances and things like that, that we've been working on, or the administration has been working on, and that sometimes comes up casually in conversation, say on a Facebook page or whatever. And there's a lot of half stories that, you know, people think they know what's going on, but if they just attended a city council meeting, they'd have the full story of what is actually happening in our city. And I was guilty of the same things of, you know, thinking I know everything that's happening in the city, but really, if you attend those city council meetings, you have a really good idea of what's coming and what's happening. In addition to also not realizing how many people do work for the city in that sort of way, you know, between the mayor's court and everyone else at City Hall and the law department, it's a very well-oiled machine. It's running really well, and not many people see past, you know, the mayor and the rest of city council, but it takes a whole village to make the city run. So it's very cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, sometimes I'll be going to Waterworks Park and, you know, I pass by that big like Parks and Recreation facility back there, and it's like, man, that's a very big building. There's a lot of people who work in there that, you know, we don't see when we go to City Hall. So I feel that same, exactly. That same thing. Yeah. So you mentioned some of the stuff that the council has been working on, and I want to just ask, you know, what are some of the things that have been accomplished since you've been on city council that, you know, that you're proud of, or that you want to, that you want to put a spotlight on?
So I am really proud of the fact that we passed such an incredible budget, this past December. In addition to that, we have been able to save enough money snow clearing that we're able to do a lot more work on repaving roads and refinishing roads this year. So I know that's really important to people. I hear that almost more than anything else about, you know, issues with roadways and whatnot. So I'm really happy that we're able to tackle those types of issues for people, because they really are the most important. Those small things are the things that make the most difference to you know, individual residents across the city. In addition to that, the upgrades that the Parks and Recs Department are making to various parks along Ward, and, you know, throughout Ward 1, but also the rest of the city, are really exciting, just because that's why we live here, is, you know, part of that is our amazing Parks and Recs department. And also, I am really excited about the Valley Master Plan that we are working with the city of Akron on. Just some exciting things coming up.
Absolutely. And in order to make sure that those things happen, you need to be reelected. In your case, that has gotten somewhat interesting, because it appears as though your opponent has dropped out of the race. How did you feel when you found that out?
To be totally honest, I found that out this week that is potentially happening, and it was in between my middle daughter. It was in between mom life that I found this all out. So my middle daughter's getting sick, and I'm trying to answer the phone, and I find this out, and I thought, okay, cool, I gotta go, I'll call you later, bye. As a mom of three and a city council person, is that it is great, yes, but I'm also, you know, the bigger picture items are still my family and getting out and meeting the residents of Ward 1 and letting them know that I am here to serve them. And as far as my perspective of campaigning, because that's what I'm doing. I'm introducing myself to people who might not know me. I'm letting them know that I'm here for them, and I'm being a mom of three. That that's my life, and nothing has changed since finding that out. So
how do you think it's different for you? Because I mean, everybody else on the council who has kids has basically grown kids. You're somebody who has little kids. I mean, your youngest I think is 3. Am I right about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she just turned 3. It is different. It is, and not in a bad, not in a good way. It's just different. The rest of City Council has welcomed me with open arms. Luckily, City Council meetings are at 6:30 on Monday evenings, which means that I just make sure that my husband is home so that I can go to council meetings. But I will say that whenever someone calls, a resident calls with an issue or a problem, and I answer the phone, I basically preface the whole phone call with, just, you know, my kids are 8, 5, and 3. They will immediately ask me for candy while we're talking because that's what they do. They're like, mom's on the phone. Let's ask her for something. I try to just be upfront people about that. And perhaps it makes me relatable, but it also is just my honest to God truth that I'm living in every day, is that someone always needs something. It makes me really good at juggling City Council duties as well, because I'm already juggling life. But I did have one recent instance where we actually we're on an August recess, and we had to pass some legislation or discuss some legislation before the 13th, so before August 13th, and we got called into a meeting at 4 p.m. on a Monday. And so all 3 kids came with me into a City Council meeting. And I'm not sure that that's ever happened before, where a City Council person has brought in a wagon full of 3 kids, you know, to discuss legislation. But I mean, I'm doing what I set out to do, which was serve the city. And I do everything with my kids anyways, so they just are going to be in tow for this as well. It's a learning experience for them.
Well, and it's a reality for so many parents in Cuyahoga Falls and in any United States in the world, you know, for that matter, that, you know, you got kids and sometimes there's no babysitter, or there's an emergency or something's going on, and you just got to pack everybody up and go do the thing, whatever the thing is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And with no immediate family nearby, and with the pandemic, you know, they're with me all the time. They come with me to events, the Falls Friday events, everything. They're with me all the time. So it is the reality of many people. And I wish that more women in particular knew that it's okay to bring your kids along with you, and, you know, have no regrets about that to anything that you're required to do. So,
yeah. Well, and I would just add dads too, because
Add that too. Yeah.
That was the situation I was in. It was very much, having to drop everything and bring the kids wherever it was you had to go. Mm-hmm. I will just say, you know, your predecessor, as you know, was a pretty good friend of mine. And one of the things that I think was so great about his time on the council, just in this, you know, context, is that he was able to set it up so that people could actually have their kids go into Kids Castle at the Natatorium during the council meeting so that they could attend the council meetings. Just want to make sure I mention that, because people who are listening, you know, if they want to go attend a council meeting and get the full story, you know, about one of the issues that's coming before council, but they have to worry about their kids, there is help, thanks to some legislation that was passed a couple of years ago. So that's another great part about living in Cuyahoga Falls.
Yes, it is.
So now that you're running for reelection, after having been appointed just a year ago, what are some of the things, I mean, you mentioned sort of paving roads and stuff, but what are some of the mm-hmm. more popular things that you're hearing from your constituents as you go and have these conversations, you know, on porches and in doorways and stuff like that?
You know, people just like to have a contact person that they can call or talk to locally. You know, I have a number of residents in Ward 1 who will text me just to keep, you know, me updated on certain things. I think, you know, getting to know them and them knowing that they can contact me for anything. It doesn't mean that I'm going to have an immediate answer, but having a person to give you some direction within City Hall has been a main sticking point for them, knowing that their voices are heard, their concerns are heard. That's really important to people. And so I just really hope to be that voice in the future for the residents of Ward 1.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's so many different transformations going on across the city, too. And I know sometimes in places in Ward 1 and in other sort of places in the city that are far away from, say, downtown, they may sometimes feel like they're not as connected because they're not close to downtown. I mean, it's obviously very different for somebody, you know, living, you know, off Talmadge Road, you know, maybe up toward Barney's Corners or something, versus, you know, somebody living in Ward 4, which, you know, includes a big part of Front Street. So, you know, do you get much of that kind of stuff?
I personally do not, but I also know that there is something in the works as far as the facade grants and whatnot for some places in my ward in the coming year or two. So for any businesses that business owners that I've spoken with in that particular area, I have let them know about that because, you know, besides Howe Avenue businesses, there's some mom and pop stores on Bailey Avenue and they're equally as important as the businesses on Front Street. So to let them know that things are in the pipeline has been an important part of my job to make them understand that they're no less important than, you know, those businesses on Portage Trail or Front Street. It hasn't exactly been challenging because there's some amazing businesses on Bailey Road in Ward 1. So they know they're amazing. The people who live here know that they're great businesses and business owners. So I've heard that whole spiel before about the only thing that we care about is Front Street. And that is not true at all. But people are spending more time in their homes, in their home ward, you know, than anywhere else. And it's important to explore all over Cuyahoga Falls. And things are coming. We've revitalized Front Street. People are visiting for that. Also the national park system, also the river. So we want to make that presentable and give people options. But I will always recommend places throughout the city for people to visit who are coming from out of town, not just Front Street. So,
sure. And just for people who are listening who either aren't in Ward 1 or don't even know what ward they're in, what are the boundaries of Ward 1 and what are some of those businesses in Ward 1 that you might want to make mention of just so that people kind of understand what we're talking about?
The boundaries are interesting because it kind of bobs and weaves. But so if you are coming from, let's say, Howe Avenue, everything on the, like, everything north and east of Route 8, so north of Howe Avenue and east of 8, to what is referred to as Barney's Busy Corners, but I have always referred to that as Six Corners, is Ward 1. So there's Roll On In, the sushi burrito place on Buckholzer. There is Vince's Bakery.
Oh, Vincent's.
Vincent's Bakery.
Yeah. Oh, my
yes,
God.
I'm sorry. I just had like a you know, mom moment. Vincent's Bakery on Bailey Road. It's the one pizza place in the Falls that seems to get the most attention, at least if you ask the Facebook community where is the best pizza. It's always, always Twisted Tomato. So those are some of the locally owned businesses in Ward 1.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff up there. And then Roll On In, those kind of places are popping up everywhere too. So excited mm-hmm. to actually get a taste of that myself. And the smoothie place that was right there has just turned into something different. And I've been in there a couple times and it's great. So
mm-hmm. Quench. Yes.
Quench.
Yep. They are a new business. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Awesome. Okay. Well, I don't really have too much else for you. But I'm curious, you know, what is kind of your pitch? Because, you know, this is our political series and you obviously want votes. Even if, I mean, and we have not verified, but we're pretty sure that it appears as though your opponent has dropped out. But assuming he had not dropped out, what is your pitch? Why should people vote for Rachel Loza of Ward 1?
So this is, having not been in public service before, this is probably the most uncomfortable question for me, because I know selling myself is really what I'm supposed to do, but I'm just a normal person. I am a mom of three. I have lived in, I'm not born in Cuyahoga Falls. I grew up in Geauga County. I chose Cuyahoga Falls to be my home. My husband and I moved from one ward one house 3 years ago to another Ward 1 house that is our forever home. My kids are 3, 5, and 8. They will be attending our public schools. We will be here forever. I am so invested in this community. I am invested in my neighbors, my neighborhood, our parks. I'm invested. I am here to answer questions, to help navigate the system. And that's really what I want to do on city council and on, you know, with city hall. I'm not some, you know, big wig politician. I really just want to help serve my community, to make it a safe place for families. I want to bring more young families into the community. I want to see our school system thrive. And I just want to be happy and healthy community. That's why I want to serve on city council. It's because I want to help be that voice for my neighbors.
I don't know. I think it's a pretty good pitch. I'm just going to say, you know,
is it? I mean, I'm really just a mom that wants to help.
There you go. That's the boiled down version. But you and I really do run into each other everywhere. And it's because you are everywhere all the time. You're a really active member of council and a really active member of the community. I can remember pretty far back, before there was a Ward 1 councilwoman, Rachel Loza, there was a Rachel Loza volunteer at the Cuyahoga Falls 3-on-3 basketball tournament. So we've been crossing paths for a long time. And now you're, you know, in your second appearance on the Fallscast. So I'd say you've arrived. That's all.
I hope so. And it's important to note that I don't sports. So that volunteer, I don't sports at all. That's what I call it. So that appearance for the 3-on-3 was really just to help out with a community event. You know, I do run into you everywhere. I'm just a very social person, and I really do like to be at as many local events and meet as many people as possible. I guess that is what kind of makes me a great candidate for this role, is because I'm already putting myself in all of these events and all these places anyways. So I might as well help out while I do it.
Again, a great pitch, really.
Thanks.
Rachel, we want to thank you so much for your time. We wish you all the luck in the election and knocking doors and doing all the stuff that politicians such as yourself have to do, even if they are just normal people. We thank you for coming on the Fallscast now twice. You were in the audience at our 50th episode, so we thank you for that. And we look forward to seeing you on council for many years to come and getting you back on the Fallscast, you know, maybe in another year. So mark your calendar.
All right. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Fallscast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Cuyahoga Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.
Yeah, girl, get it.